Oh, jeez. Colonel Klink is definitely going to the Russian front for this wacky foul-up.
You'd think they'd figure it out that Hogan could hear all their secret plans after, like, 1,000 episodes.
Forget that. After the second episode, you think they'd realize they should be speaking to each other in German.
You want a soda?
Yeah, sure. Oh, jeez. Now they're playing volleyball. What is this, like the Nazi Club Med?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Tell your mom you're out of chips.
Let's see what else is on.
Let's watch this.
What are you doing?
That was not the reaction I was hoping for.
Well, David, we're like really good friends.
So?
So I don't think you should cop a cheap feel from a friend.
Hey, my hand is way out of copping range here, Darlene.
Move it.
Okay.
I don't believe this.
Why not? The whole school thinks we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
So what?
So what did I do anyway? I put my arm around you.
Well, yeah, and what was next?
God, I don't know. It took me 3 weeks to get to that.
Oh, gross. You've been planning this?
This is the lowest moment of my entire life. Thanks for being a part of it.
Look, I'm sorry. You caught me off guard. I just don't know if I see you that way.
Becky! Next time you let your car hog up the driveway like that, I'm getting it towed to Indianapolis!
She's not here. Dana picked her up and they went somewhere.
Oh, well. It's not that important.
I'm sure she heard you anyway, dear.
Hey, David.
Hey, I know you're out of this.
There you go.
I'm gonna get out of here.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so just because Rod Bells is missing some stuff, you know, everybody has to take, like, some stupid lie detector test.
Well, don't take it. They can't fire you if you refuse.
Oh, yeah, they can. They just wouldn't say that was why. You know, they'd say it was because I was always late or because I was rude to the customers. They'd find some tiny little thing.
What kind of stuff got stolen?
They didn't even tell us.
Well, you don't have anything to worry about.
But that's just the point. I didn't take anything, you know? And I really resent Rod Belts treating me like I'm some common criminal, you know? I'm going to the big house, Dan.
It's unbelievable, Roseanne. I called the ACLU, and they told me I cannot be forced to take a lie detector test. Yeah, yeah, and the minute I'm fired, I should give them a call.
Why'd you swipe, Walter?
Nothing, Roseanne, but that doesn't mean I'm not guilty. You know, a cow died for this burger. A tree died for this napkin. Yeah, I killed a cow and a tree on my lunch hour, Roseanne. Am I guilty of murder? I would have to say, yeah. Yeah, but it's not just me, Roseanne. We're all guilty.
He's lucky he can plead insanity.
Well, I don't know how this happened, but suddenly, ladies, we are overstocked with half-empty jars of mustard and mayonnaise. Anybody have anything to say?
All right, Leon, I took some things home from the restaurant. I know it's illegal, and I'm sorry. That's why I brought them back.
Bonnie, don't you think I noticed that you leave here lumpier than when you come in? Now, I have always tried to look the other way when you've taken condiments, but how can I do that if you keep on bringing them back?
I'm sorry. Well, I figured if I brought them back, then when they asked me if I stole anything, I could just say I borrowed them.
You're not gonna bust her, are you, Leon?
Of course not.
Well, then can you give me a hand? Because I got a vat of steak sauce out in my car.
Roseanne, I hate to burst your bubble, but your little plan isn't gonna work. You see, once you believe that you've stolen something, it'll show up on the polygraph.
Yeah, but like she said, we were just borrowing it.
Yeah, but you borrowed a full jar. And when you brought it back, it was half empty. Now, don't you believe that that was stealing?
Well, I do now, thanks to you.
Yeah, way to go, Leon.
Hey.
Hey.
You got a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. My break doesn't start for a half hour.
Well, I was thinking. Did Darlene tell you about what happened last night?
Of course.
Well, I thought maybe we should talk about it.
Okay, well, do you want some pie or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that Darlene's little boyfriend?
Darlene doesn't have a boyfriend. And yes.
Well, what do you mean by that? What happened last night?
I don't know. Darlene never tells me a thing. Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk. You start.
Well, Mark said that you were always trashing on him to Becky, and that's why she broke up with him.
Oh, come on, David.
No, hold it. I'm not like my brother, okay? I think Mark is the biggest jerk on the planet. And you were absolutely right to try to keep him away from Becky.
Hmm. You're sucking up. That's better.
So, I guess I'm just asking you not to sink me with Darlene.
So, I'm just supposed to forget about what happened last night. Is that it?
Well, nothing happened. I put my arm around her, that's all. What did she tell you?
I really can't tell you that, David. But I will tell you this. Darlene is a lot like I was when I first started dating Mr. Connor, you know. Oh, we took it real slow, you know, because that's what I needed at the time. I mean, it was years before anything happened. Got it?
I got it.
Bring on the lie detector.
I don't know. He's still Mark's brother.
Totally different kid, Dan. Mark is obnoxious. He's rude. He's going nowhere, and he's too old for Becky. On the other hand, David likes me.
Where's the mustard?
I took it back to Rod Bell's.
What about the salami?
I told you, Dan, I took everything back.
Well, the salami was ours.
I can it!
Man, I've been looking forward to that salami ever since dinner.
Dad, you want to go shoot some hoops?
You mean your dad?
Well, just a quick game, no big deal.
Sure.
Okay, Connor, no time left on the clock. Your team's down by a point. It's all up to you. Darlene, 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 Darlene.
Ooh. God, I'm shooting like a girl.
Nah, you're just a little rusty. You'll get it back. Here, put it up. Try it again. Hey, girly, 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 girly.
Gee, I forgot how much fun it was to play with you.
Come on, put it up.
You know, Dad, I really just want to talk.
I knew it. What's up?
Well, I need a guy's opinion about something.
Okay, I'll be the guy.
All right. Let's say that you were real good friends with this girl, and you made a move on her and she turned you down. What would you do?
Why, then I'd applaud her high moral standards.
Well, that's a dad opinion. I need a guy opinion, an honest one.
I'd run and tell all my buddies I scored.
No, I meant would you still be friends with her?
Oh. Well, maybe.
Well, even if you were still attracted to her?
Well, then I'd try again.
So it'd always be on your mind, so you couldn't just, like, hang out with her.
It's about you and David?
Let's just say I'm curious and leave it at that.
Okay.
So?
Well, listen, Darlene. What I would do, or what Mr. X would do, is, like, not the point. You're asking me what you should do, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, let me put it this way. You have never in your life done anything just to please somebody else. Why start now?
Cool.
Play ball!
Thanks, Dad.
Anytime.
Thanks for what?
Well, she just came to the old man for some advice.
Yeah, would she talk to you about David?
Well, it was steeped in the hypothetical, dear, but she basically confirmed that he's warm for her form.
That's just great.
I know. But you knew she was going to start with boys again, and look at it this way. She didn't go up and hide in her room or anything. She did exactly what you wanted her to do. She came to us.
You just don't get it, do you, Dan? When I said us, I meant me.
Hello? Oh, hey, David. Hang on one second. David, Darlene's in the shower. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you called. Okay, she'll see you at school. Bye.
Why'd you have to say shower? Now he's picturing me naked.
Well, then I'm sure he won't be bothering you anymore.
What am I going to say to him? I just know he's going to want to sit next to me in detention.
What's the big deal? You either go out with him or you don't.
Yeah, and then if we do, like, everything changes.
Yeah, but it could be better. I mean, don't you want to kiss him?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, really, okay.
Well, you having dreams about it?
No. Well, yeah. But I woke up at the good part.
Yeah, and then you try to go back to sleep real quick so you can get right back into it, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't the same. All of a sudden, everybody had really big heads and we were all talking about spaghetti.
Well, I don't know, Darlene. If I were you, I'd go for it.
Yeah, but then what if we do, and then what if we break up? Then I lose, like, the best friend I ever had.
Well, things have already changed, Darlene. You can't go back.
Well, hey, he left it up to me. I mean, if I want, then I can decide that we'll just be friends.
Oh, good. Guys love that.
DJ, let's go!
I'll see you tonight, Dad.
Yeah, you gonna drive Darlene?
Nah, she walked. She's got a lot to think about.
Oh, yeah. She talked to you about David?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Think she's gonna go out with him?
I don't think she knows yet, but I think she's gonna.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really great you guys are talking about this, because I'm only good for guy stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think she just needs, like, the female viewpoint from someone who's, you know, a little older.
This is really ticking me off.
I can't believe you're jealous over this.
Why not? It's very typical of me.
Okay, you called. I rushed right over. What's so important?
Uh-huh, I'm talking to Dan right now.
Okay, next time one of the kids has a problem, I'll send them directly to you.
This is the problem I wanted, and you hogged it.
I'm ready.
What took you so long?
I'm supposed to wear gym today. I don't know how to put on.
Sounds like a problem. Want to field this one, honey?
Get out of here.
Come on, DJ.
I can't believe you're still mad because Darlene went to Dan instead of you.
Well, she didn't just go to Dan, you know. She went to Becky, too.
Oh, she went to her older sister for advice. Never worked for me.
Shut up.
Look, the important thing is that Darlene got what she needed, right?
Fine.
Okay, then. So, what do you need me for?
Well, okay. You know, I took the stuff from the restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know now it was wrong and everything, and I made a mistake, and I feel really bad about it. You know, I can't stop thinking about it. I feel really bad about it, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, my question to you is, what are the chances of beating a lie detector?
You're actually gonna lie.
Well, if I tell the truth, I'm gonna get fired. And if I lie, at least I got a shot. Well, I sort of figured, you know, being a cop and everything, maybe you know some of the tricks.
There are no tricks. It's a machine.
I can beat it.
The test measures blood pressure, heart rate, respiration. These are things that you can't control.
I think I can.
The only ones that can beat a lie detector test are people that have, like, no conscience at all. Psychos, schizos, pathological liars.
I know I can. Man, it's really hot in here. What if I get all sweaty? Will I get electrocuted?
No, Mrs. Connor, there is absolutely no danger.
Well, how's this work anyway? If those needles start jumping all over the place, then that's how you know I'm lying, right?
Do you plan on lying, Mrs. Connor?
No.
Oh, it's not on yet. Okay. Here we go. Now, just concern yourself with the questions and try to remain relaxed.
Okie doke.
State your name, please.
Roseanne Connor.
Your age?
38. 39.
Uh-huh. Occupation?
Waitress.
Have you ever stolen any merchandise from Rodbell's?
Well...
Yes or no, Mrs. Connor?
Well, I mean, can't you start off, like, smaller and maybe more specific? Like, you know, going like, okay, have I ever stolen a giant screen TV? No. A hose from Garden Supply? No. A canoe.
Yeah, have you ever taken anything?
Well, hey, how about that pen you got there? I bet you took that from your work.
Yes, and I'm working with it. And now, Mrs. Connor, have you ever taken anything? Yes or no, please?
Yes, please.
What have you taken?
Ketchup, mustard, pickled chips. What's going to happen to me?
That's management's decision. I just asked the questions. Now, have you ever stolen any cash?
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh. How about your coworkers?
Bonnie? No.
Actually, I was talking about Leon Karp.
Leon? How come Bonnie's the one that has the police record?
Uh-huh. Well, have you ever seen Mr. Karp take any cash from the register?
Well, yeah, because he does the books, you know, that's his job.
Have you observed any changes in his normal routine?
No.
Have you seen him exhibit any unusual behavior?
Oh, I know what this is all about. You're trying to scrounge up some dirt on Leon just because he's gay. Well, I ought to call the ACLU because this is totally un-American. And I'm not going to give you any help in your little witch hunt. No crappy job is worth that. You did know he was gay, didn't you?
No.
Well, he's not.
Hey.
How's it going? You still got a job?
Oh, what does it matter? I can't ever go back there again.
How come?
No, because I cracked. I turned myself in, then I ratted out all my friends.
Sounds like you had a full day.
Where's Darlene?
Last time I saw her, she was out shooting hoops.
Well, I've decided that she's going to confide in me if I have to rip it out of her. Dan, come here!
So then how come you never returned my calls?
All right, I was avoiding you because I didn't know what to say.
It's easy. You want to go out with me, yes or no?
And then we stop being friends and it becomes something totally different.
So then your answer is no.
And now we're not friends anymore, right?
No. Look, I was ready for this. I can't help liking you that way. But I'll deal with it. You know, I'd rather be friends than nothing.
Okay.
Okay. So I got a couple of bucks. We can go down to the arcade and...
Did you tell her, Dan?
I don't know. I just listened and tried to be there for her. That's all.
Brilliant. Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Clyde.
Here, paychecks came in.
$14. What, are they paying us by the day now?
Yeah, they docked us $100 each for the food we took.
$100 for 2 years worth of stuff? We ought to do all our shopping here. Where's Leon? I gotta talk to him.
Oh, they called him up at the office. They got a couple more questions they want to ask him.
Oh, man, that lie detector guy lied to me.
What are you talking about?
When I told him Leon was gay, he said that they didn't care about that.
Oh, jeez, Roseanne, what'd you tell him that for?
I was sticking up for him.
Well, you weren't sticking up for me, were you?
No, I swear. I mean, Leon's a great big old pain in the butt and everything, but I sure didn't want him to get fired.
Absolutely not. Roseanne Connor is not a danger to herself or the customers.
To the best of your knowledge, is she on any medication?
No. But I think she should be.
So you consider her a good employee?
A good employee? Well, now that's a poser.
Yes or no, Mr. Karp?
Okay, yes. I was afraid that would happen.